and you're listening to public radio on the Space Coast. This is WFIT 89.5, right here in Melbourne, Florida. We have a very special show for you tonight, and a very special guest coming up at the 7:30 hour. So check it out. Stay with us. And it's going to be a percussion delight. I'm not going to tell you who it is just yet, but we'll be there. Some of the music in the background, it's part of that special sound. I'm Dave Freese, and welcome to A Taste of Jazz. You're listening to the music of René Dubreuil. That's Remy Dupreux. Dupreux. How do you say that, Remy?
In French?
In French.
Dupreux.
Okay.
Remy Dupreux.
Okay, that's fine. Something a little bit different on A Taste of Jazz. And we're delighted to have you in the studio with us tonight. And you are artist in residence, one of the artists in residence here at the Florida Institute of Technology.
It's a new thing here. It's the first year they're making this in FIT. There are two artists in residency this year. There is, I don't know why, but it's really nice. There is two percussionists. So the first one was Christian Turnbull, vibraphonist, and me, the second one. So this year, and the main subject of the main content of this residency is to share our musical feel, what we are as performer, and so I give lessons to students, I give concerts, I make fun thing in the radio tonight, and it's during 3 or 4 months, so it's been we are in the middle. Middle of the residency, because I go back to France by the end of April.
How is it that you came to Florida Tech?
In fact, it's Professor Jamie Youngkin she made a call of project to Conservatoire de Paris. I was a student there last year, so we were 7 or 8 students to answer to that call of project, and I've been picked up. I don't know. I've been chosen to come. So there is a very interesting how do you say? There is
result of your education.
And there is connection between FIT and Conservatoire de Paris to share music and to bring some new thing or not new thing, I don't know.
Oh, it is definitely a new thing.
Yeah.
Definitely a new thing.
Well,
the music program here, as you well know, and I think many of my listeners know, is it's relatively young. I think it's about 6 years old.
Yes, seven.
And Dr. Youngkin, she's a wonderful lady and is doing great, great things with it. And from time to time, in fact, the first Monday of every month, we have Dr. Youngkin here in the studio, and we talk about what's going on in the music program, and she's talked about you.
Oh, really?
And I've been pestering her to get you in here, and I was finally able to corner Remy the other day, and I said, "Listen, how would you like to come on the radio?" And he said he would love to. So, this room now, this studio of ours, we're filled to overflowing. In fact, when I came in today, Todd Kennedy asked me if I was going to bring a marching band in. We have so much percussion in the studio, it was kind of interesting. But can you tell us a little bit about the instruments that we have in here?
So I've chosen 3 setup to play tonight. One vibraphone piece and one drum setup, so with a bass drum, symphonic bass drum, one tom, one conga. And the third setup, it's a little floor tom with some objects. I will play after.
Some objects?
Objects, or I don't know, instruments, maybe. Like this.
They are objects. And I'll see if I can describe this. He's holding in his hand now a piece of styrofoam.
Yeah.
And seriously, this is... It is just a chunk of styrofoam. And he has a little bow from a violin. There's a piece of metal. There's some chains. There's an old CD laying here. There's a little miniature cymbal and other percussive instruments. He has
Tibetan bowl.
As a little bowl with, it's like a candy dish that's empty, like a brass candy dish with nothing in it. And so show us what you can do with this and tell us what you're going to do with it.
Okay. So I will start with by playing a piece of famous piece of percussion repertoire, so a piece of Yanis Xenakis. It's called Rebound Bay, Rebounds. So it's a piece of about 5 minutes, and it's really, really a famous piece of the repertoire. And after, I will improvise with the tape. So, but we will talk about after.
Okay, and feel free to explain to us, if time permits, just exactly what it is that you're doing, and you know how you're doing it. Here's Remy Dupré. Thank you. Well, that was different. And you say that's traditional?
Yeah, for the contemporary music and for classical studies in percussion. This is kind of our studies of Chopin for pianists, Xenakis and Ribombé. This piece is our Chopin studies.
Wow. Very interesting. That's Rémy Devrue. Oh, I have a hard time with that name. As he walks away, shaking his hand. Let me turn your mic on, Rémy. There you go. You're listening to A Taste of Jazz on a Monday night, a little different taste of jazz.
I hope a good taste, no?
Oh, well, it always tastes good. You know, you just roll it around on your tongue and see how the flavor comes out. Well, now, what... I have to admit, I don't understand this type of music. Where is it performed? where does it originate? And tell us something about it.
Yeah, so... it's a long story, but
the short version.
Yeah, it's all classical story of music in Europe about in the 20th century. So, in fact, before 20th century, so there were some romantic music, Schubert, all like this, and it became after the Second War, the World War II, it became more. They construct music with atonal music, also atonal music before World War II. And so after World War II, there were lots of composers who write for many instruments, and they tried also to explore some new way of making music, of hearing music and compose. So this is an example with Xenakis. He made a lot of scores with mathematics, algorithmic things, and it was in the 70s. So, but it's a little example. There are lots of composers who wrote for.
Well, what's so amazing to me, and I have to admit, in this type of music, my ear is not trained for it.
Yeah,
it's different. But for those of you listening, this is actually written music. There is sheet music here, and I play music. I can read music a little. I can't read this. This is so complex. It's amazing to see it, written out like this.
Yeah, it's. I would like to. When you say the first thing you say to me, it's I don't understand this music. But how do you feel this music? Because the main question is: do you feel right or wrong with that? Or because
is there a right or wrong?
No,
I don't think there is.
For the question is: we don't care if you understand or not the music. Do you like the sound or not? This is the main question. About the jazz, for example, I'm not a jazz player as traditional jazz. I really like the music, but I don't understand all the chords, all the the things you have to know to improvise on jazz traditional. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. In fact, I think that the first conversation you and I had was along those lines.
Yeah. But it's really interesting because we don't have necessarily to understand some music to like the music. You know.
Well, you asked me, what I felt, and it put a smile on my face. I was trying to find, and it's somewhere. I close my eyes and I listen. And I say, okay, is this tribal? Is this just completely atonal music? It feels like there's a bit of form to it.
There is one.
There is structure to it, but it is foreign. And I'd have to hear more of it to really understand.
That's cool.
That was a pretty powerful piece that you just did, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very much so. What else do you have for us?
I have a vibraphone piece, also Repertoire. It's a French composer, Philippe Hurel. So it's about 10 minutes. And it's I want to play this because it's like a video morphing, the main content of this composition. So all
it's
the time,
like what?
Video morphing. So I explain, it's you take a pattern called aid and you transform it to go to a pattern, new pattern called B, you know?
Okay, morphine.
Yeah.
I was thinking morphine like the drug.
No.
Morphine, changing from one to another, merging of two things into something new.
And so the piece is called loops. So you have the pattern which are looped and goes into a new pattern. So what is it? It's all about this.
Okay. And the title?
Loops 2 by Philippe Hurel.
Well, let's have a listen. Rémy de Roux. Thank you. Amazing. Amazing. Wow, you look exhausted.
Yeah.
to sit here and watch this is it's amazing.
Yeah,
this man is worn out.
Thank you. It's really hard to play this just after talk, you know. to be concentrated, but it's a really hard piece. And but
was this written for other instruments besides just the vibraphone?
Not this one, but in fact the loops series. This one is a loops 2, but there is a loops 1, there is a loop 3, there is a loops 4. The loops 4 is for marimba, and so he's a very big famous French composer, Philippe Hurel. So these techniques of looping, have you heard of this?
Are they related?
Yeah. Did you understand the music?
More so than the drums.
Yeah.
I have to satisfy FCC regulations. This is WFIT Melbourne.
Yeah.
That's out of the way. Now, how do the loops relate to the links?
Well, which kind of links?
Well, you have a piece called Links Number 6 that you and your brother did.
Yeah. Wonderful piece.
It is a wonderful piece. Let's listen to this. Why don't you introduce it? I don't have your brother's name in front of me. Tell us about your brother and about the piece of music.
Laurent is the pianist and also composer. We've got a duo, piano and percussion. So, and we will play on next 14th April at Gleason at FIT.
Your brother will be here?
Yeah, he will be here, and we will play some duo piano percussion and also this piece you have just heard. And so we have recorded a DVD, and the song you're talking about, it's Links Number 6, so for piano and vibraphone, as it's by It's composed by Stuart Sandersmith, an American composer. Here also there is a big series of links. So this one is six links, and it's abstract music. It's an American composer who did abstract music, and it's so beautiful. There is no loops. There is no transformation of pattern, no loops things. It's really more, you know, like abstract thing, sentence will come and mix together. And Stuart Sandersmith tell that you have to play this piece, links number six, you have to play it like a jazz mood, jazz player. So you will listen to this piece and you will tell me what kind of jazz feeling you can have with that.
What I found so interesting about this, I first heard this piece from the DVD that you passed on to me.
Yeah.
And I was watching the DVD. And I tell you, the videographers and the editors did a wonderful job on this, because if you can imagine now a aerial view looking straight down at a vibraphone keyboard and another aerial view looking straight down at a piano keyboard, and then they do a horizontal split screen with the piano keyboard on the top, the vibraphone on the bottom, and you see your brother's hands, and you see your mallets, and you hear the music, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's our crazy idea with my brother. Sometimes we've got some crazy idea like this.
But that was a great idea.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Great or crazy. It's on our website. You can see this video.
Tell people where to look
at
it.
Nice.
What is your website?
It's duolinks.fr. Duolinks, Duolinks.
Is there a hyphen in there?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
So it's D-O-U hyphen.
No, sorry.
No hyphen. No hyphen. So it's Duolinks?
Yeah, Duolinks, yes. .fr.
.fr for France.
Yes, okay. You get it.
Duolinks.fr. You can see this. It's a very interesting piece. We're going to play a piece of it right now. That's a sample of Lynx number 6 from Remy Durul. He's giving me thumbs up. I'm learning how to say this. And your brother's name?
Laurent. Durul.
How about that?
Yeah.
So your brother's from the same mother.
What? Yeah. And we
have an expression in America, perhaps you have heard, you know, we're brothers from a different mother. We're brothers from a different mother, meaning that we connect, you know, we're very close friends, even though we're not related, we're still brothers.
Okay.
So we say we're brothers from a different mother. So I was making a joke on this.
Okay.
Very, very interesting. You have mentioned to me why we have this plane in the background. You have mentioned to me the phrase sight hearing. The musicians in the audience will know the phrase sight reading. And for those of you who don't read music and are not musicians, sight reading means that you can pick up a piece of music and sit down with the instrument of your proficiency and look at the notes and be able to execute them and play them and make music the way that the arranger or composer intended it to be. That's sight reading. So tell me what sight hearing is. What is sight hearing?
Yeah, sight hearing, it's a fantastic thing that I've discovered in Conservatoire de Paris in improvisation class. And it was a name that Alain Savouret invented 10 years ago when he created the free improvisation class. So it's like, as you said, it's like a sight reading. So you have for the first time a score and you have to play the score. But here, it's not a written score, it's a hearing score. So it's
something that you hear.
It's a tape, in fact. And it's a tape you have never heard before. So this this sight hearing is one of improvisation prize in Conservatoire de Paris. So they put the jury put the tape, and you have to play with. You have to improvise. You have to do what you want to do with the tape, and it's really really fantastic. I really like this thing, so I would like to do this tonight, but I can't.
Yes, we can. I have one here.
Yeah, but okay. So it's it's one of my tapes. So but I don't know which one you will put. But I know the tape because I made it before.
What about this? What if I mess with you a little bit? If I start one and then switch over to another one?
Yeah, why not?
And see what you do. So this that way it'll be something new to you.
Okay.
This would be an example of
free improvisation and
and sight hearing.
And maybe we could do one thing that I suggest that I'm starting solo. And you put the tape when you want. Okay?
Okay. Well, we're game. I don't know what we're doing, but that's what makes it interesting. Is that a lollipop? What?
Yeah. So where you are ready? I can start.
I think yeah, it looks like everything is ready.
Okay.
Let's see what you're going to do. Sight, hearing. Did I mess you up?
Yeah, but nice.
That was a little bit of improv on both of our parts.
Yeah, but that's perfect. That, I like that.
That's interesting. Come on into the mic. Remy, thank you so very, very much. It's wow, I could do this all night, but I... Now, tell us again, you're going to be in Gleason Center for the Performing Arts on...
14th.
April 14th.
Monday evening.
During my show.
Oh, no.
Who scheduled that?
I don't know. No, yeah, it will be at...
What time?
7:30.
7:30.
So it's right in the middle. So all your... big fan will come to my concert and won't listen to you. I'm so sorry, Dave.
Well, you know that I will announce in advance Monday the 14th. It looks like it's going to be a pre-recorded show.
Okay, so
we will see.
We will be just close to you.
And that's at 7:30?
Yeah, 7:30. Yeah.
You and your brother?
Yeah.
Just the two of you?
Yeah.
No other siblings?
What?
Do you know the word siblings?
Siblings.
Means brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You come from a large family?
Yeah, no. But we have also a third brother, the older one.
Is he a musician?
I won't say musician as we do, but he really likes a lot of music of the 70s and 80s. And by the way, it's when I was young. We are 10 years before him and me. I had all these CDs of Sex Pistols and all Mano Negra and all this. And I was very young, and thanks to him, because I have heard quickly and very early this type of music. It was very nice.
Do you have any plans in the future to come back to Florida Tech?
I don't have plans right now. So, but for sure, it was really exciting to be here during 3 months.
So, what are you going to be doing after April, the end of April?
So we have some concerts with also my brother. So, in Atlanta. In France too, and I am also a teacher in Conservatoire de Rennes in Brittany, West France.
Okay.
I have many things to do. That's cool. So teaching and playing music, it's really nice.
Well, stay in touch.
It's
been a real pleasure.
Yeah,
and I invite all of you, come on out the 14th. Right here on campus, right next to our studios at the Gleason Center for the Performing Arts. And here, the Deroux brothers, the brothers Deroux. And Laurent, is your brother?
Laurent.
Laurent.
Yeah.
Laurent.
Yeah.
and Remy.
Yeah, nice.
It's something to behold. This to see this in person and to experience it is going to be a very different night, and it's all brought to you as a part of the music program here at the university, at the Florida Institute of Technology. Once again, thank you so very much for being my guest.
Thanks to you, Dave.
I'm Dave Freese. This is A Taste of Jazz.